On behalf of Monsignor Schumacher, Father Hochhalter, and of course Caesar, a warm word of welcome to all of you gathered here this evening at this first Easter Vigil liturgy in this beautifully renovated church. It's great to be back home. In a special way this evening, I want to welcome Blake Schiff and Blair and Randy Mefford, who in just a few moments will be welcomed into the Catholic Church through the sacrament of baptism. And I also, of course, extend a word of welcome and congratulations to Heather. To Heather and to Haley and Randy Mefford, who will be receiving both the sacrament of confirmation as well as First Holy Communion tonight. This is a very special moment for each of you as you are welcomed into your new family, the Catholic Church. As you can look around you and see, we are a rather rough-looking and wild bunch here at St. Wendt's. But maybe that's why you'll fit in so well here. And to all others here this evening, what a beautifully and privileged opportunity we have to witness such an important moment in the lives of these sons and daughters of God, about to become members of Christ's mystical body, the Church. They have each taken a courageous step to be here this evening. And if only we could live our faith with such courage and determination as they have so publicly shown. And so to all of you who are about to enter the Catholic Church to be confirmed and baptized this evening, welcome. Welcome to the Catholic Church. Welcome to your new family. Welcome home. And now here's your box of collection envelopes. Thank you. That was a pretty laugh. This Easter Vigil is really the most important of all the vigils in the church's liturgical year. It began with the lighting of that Easter candle outside as the sun began to slip beneath the horizon. And soon afterwards, as that sunlight began to fade, as darkness covered the earth, that light began to grow and to grow and to grow within these walls of the church as each of you lit your own candle. And if you're like me, not that long ago, you may have thought about making the church even brighter by lighting that family member next to you on fire. I thought about it, just to add to the excitement of this Easter night. But beginning with that book of Genesis this evening where God separated the light from the darkness, each of these readings, you may have noticed, slowly build upon one another, revealing how in God's plan of salvation, what began as the creation of light has now taken on human form in the person of Christ, the light of the world. And what I think this Mass accomplishes more than any other throughout the year is that it gives us and it shows us just how much we need that light, just how much we desire, to grasp that light. Not so much a physical light, but that light that has burst into the world in the life, in the death, and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because really, what greater need is there in our world today, in this world plunged in the darkness of the tomb, than for us to have been offered this light and for us to live by this light? Pope Benedict once remarked that the remedy to the emptiness of life is the empty tomb. The remedy to the emptiness of life is that empty tomb. And it's really, as you know, not difficult for us to see this emptiness in so many in our world today, even in our own lives, this sense of a void, this chasm that we feel in our own lives. And that's precisely why the empty tomb remains relevant today in the 21st century. Because we desire it, we need it, we long for it. Because this empty tomb offers us hope in spite of suffering, a guarantee in a world surrounded and plunged in uncertainty. The empty tomb offers us joy when the world is plunged into despair. A joy to be found in our faith and in the belief that if we have died with Christ, as we just heard, so too shall we live with him in the glory and in that eternal light of life after the sorrow of the tomb.